Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Welcome to another Gleam of Hope Saturday with Minister Kim, family, and friends. Yeah! The sun is out once again. I have a full day ahead of me, but I had to stop by to give all of my virtual family and friends some love today. These days, you just don't know what a person is going through, so here's to you. Be happy, be happy, be happy, be happy. No matter what. I read a scripture this morning as I was getting up and I was having my time with God, and it was Psalm 34, and I kept hearing it over and over as I was praying. I wound up getting up and said, okay, God, let me just read the scripture. It was very powerful, so I'm going to give you that scripture today. Read Psalm 34 when you get time today. Last week's show, we had an awesome woman. She's definitely a family, Darlene A. Anderson, and she was truly an eye-opener. She was helping us look at our dreams, amen, in a different way. You know what I'm saying? Like, we connect to your dreams. For all of our new entrepreneurs, our inspiring entrepreneurs, those who have been entrepreneurs, but some way through the journey they have gotten in the rut, and they're living beneath the assignment, you know. We believe here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope that your dreams are designed to be birthed, because it's not only for you, but it's those who will follow you. You need to do what you're assigned to be a blessing for someone else. I hope you get that. You need to do your assignment so that you can be a blessing to someone else. If we can all be on one accord and do what we're supposed to do, think about how this world would be. Think about it. That's something to think about, right? Exactly. That's what we want to do, give you that aha moment, something that you leave here and make you want to think. If you missed the show last week or any of our shows for this month, you can always go to www.themorningglory.org. We'll be back to bring you a gleam of hope. This week, show, keep it connected to your dreams. We'll be back.
Yeah. I'm
not going back, moving ahead. Could you declare to you, my past is over. You, things are made new, surrender my life to Christ.
Radio Angel executive producer Kim M. Sutters with us, and we'll be discussing ways to give hope to individuals who dream but dare not pursue. They believe yet don't take the necessary step or the process to deliver it to the end. Some people identify these types of individuals as dreamers. Others may call them the procrastinators. Today, we call them to their divine purpose by giving them necessary steps to move forward. Like you heard Israel Houston say, I'm not going back. It's time to move forward. Because God do everything new. He does everything new. This is a new day. This is a Saturday that we have never seen before. Be creative. Be motivated. Be inspirational. Be who you are designed to be. Be happy. But do something. Don't allow your situation to bottle you down. This is why we come by every Saturday to give you a dosage of hope. We want you to dream. We want you to radiate. We want you to feel empowered. So we want to raise the level up on this song. So we want you to understand that it's time for you to move forward. And then you're going to hear, what is a dreamer? Can you just bring that up a little bit, Kim? Thank you. Oh. Who is unpractical or idealistic. Here is the perception we want to convey to you this morning. A dreamer will always be encouraged. Dreamers fight for positivity, inspiration, and a wild heart. While many people destroy or desire with negative comments and ungrounded doubts, dreamers will stand behind you with eyes on the horizon, cheering you towards your dream. A dreamer will make desires a reality. I love this one. A dreamer will make desires a reality. Dreamers can turn your life from a wish to a walking reality. They have the ability to envision a desirable future. With such clarity, they can see plainly the steps they must take to get there. The third one, a dreamer learns how to be imaginable. Dreamers push the limits of society. They challenge the systems of standard thought and create their own path. They are a master of the human condition and are constantly learning, teaching, and becoming who God originated them to be. They understand that the process is all about moving forward. They understand that in their process that God is cheering them on. They understand that in their process they have to endure the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifference, the disappointments. They have to understand that they can be in the spotlight and then the next moment they are not. But they're still in the process. Their dreams are still being birthed. There is someone that's still being blessed by them. Where are our dreamers this morning? Get up and say, I'm a dreamer. Get up and say, I have something to be happy about. I have something to give to the universe. Dream today like never before. Hope today like never before. Be inspired today. Be a dreamer. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with these dynamic women, Radio Angel, Kim M. Sutters, and Minister Kim. We'll be back.
Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your words of worship. Let me hear your words of worship. Come on, y'all, talk to them.
You come from royalty.
It's an aristocratic. Listen, the goal of the enemy.
The goal of the enemy
is to keep you from knowing who you are.
Don't know who you are.
But I came to tell you that there's power. When you speak, so be mindful of the words you release. See, I know that life has challenged you, but the King in me came to speak to the King in you. You were born to rule, and I came to tell you. Let the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time.
You come from
royalty. An aristocratic dynasty. The number one goal of the enemy.
Welcome back to another uplifting show with your host, Minister Kim, the Radio Angel Executive Producer, Kim M. Sutters, sharing with our audience the necessary steps to keep it connected to your dreams. Radio Angel, what do you have to say about keeping connected to your dreams?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Kim.
Good morning, my sister, my friend, my radio angel. How are you doing?
I am doing extremely awesome. Now that we don't have snow on the ground, even though I am a winter girl all day long, but now I'm complaining because I'm hot and this studio is hot. And yes, that's me fanning myself. If you hear anything, ladies and gentlemen, it's me fanning myself because it's hot.
Okay, but anyway. let them know now. It ain't hot because we don't have no AC or, you know, we ain't pay our Con Edison bill, okay? It's just hot because you're hot, okay? You're just hot. You hot because you have so much information to pour out to our family and friends today. So it's just hot.
Alrighty then, yeah. Cause I am hot. I really am hot. I'm hot. Yeah, you sitting over there looking all cool, chilled out. I'm about to snatch your water with the ice in it. But staying focused on the topic. Staying focused on the topic. Oh my goodness, this is a very interesting topic because just yesterday, Minister Kim, when I was looking for there's a book, Lord, what is the name of the book? The book is called Creating Generational Wealth by Douglas A.C. Eze. It's a gentleman I had met on Facebook. I was looking for that book, and as I was looking for my book, I found my old vision book. My vision book, I can't even say it was old. It's just from last year. And I was like, wow, whatever happened to what I wrote in this book? Isn't that crazy? And then we're doing a show on this today. And I was just like, wow, what happened to, what did I have? You know, because I had a lot of stuff written in there. I was like, whatever happened to it? So I grabbed it, put it in my bag to take off with me during the day. But unfortunately, I didn't take a chance, get a chance to look at it. But it is amazing. So I just reflecting on that moment. But yeah. I had a couple of points I wanted to share with our audience. But one thing I really wanted to discuss with you is I heard this saying once upon a time. I read it in a book, and it was about giving your dreams back to God. Giving your dreams back to God. What do you think about that? Giving your dreams back to God. What do you think that means?
It means that you let go of your own will, your own perceptions, your own ideology, and you give it back to God. It's saying, God, I have this dream. I have this vision. But I want to be for sure that they're lined up with yours that you have for me. It's a way of submitting. It's a way of communicating. And just now when I'm talking about it, I think about respecting God. Respecting
Him. Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, that's deep. You know, it's like I got this revelation. Maybe it is hot in here. Maybe the AC is kind of low, but they need to bring it up. But it's about respecting God. And not to be long-winded, but I go back to things that I wanted to do or had these ideas sometimes growing up. And I would always go to my mom, my stepfather, because I respected their viewpoint, right? So why is it that we don't go to God? We don't respect Him and not wait to hear His view on what we thinking is going on. You know what I mean? Why we don't take those things to God?
I'm going to say for me, I did give something to God. I don't even know if I gave it to God or I just fell out about it. But I mean, forgot about it. Sorry about that, guys. But I'm going to say, you know, once upon a time, it was very hard for me to trust God. That's just being real right now. To trust God in areas of my life. So I trust you that you'll get me home safe. I trust you that when I sit on the bus, the chair won't fall. I trust you that, you know, when I get home, Auntie Brenda will be here. I trust you, you know, but with something as sacred as a dream or a thought in my head, I'm like, trust you with this, give this to you. Well, wait a minute, how I'm giving this to you? First of all, what's that about? You know, and that's where, and I don't know if it's not a respect thing. It's just you haven't gotten to the level where you can trust them with stuff. And that was my whole thing, that I couldn't trust them with stuff. And you're like, Kim, it should be that simple that you can trust God. He gave you life. And then what would my favorite line be, Minister Kim? And your point is what?
Yeah.
That would always be my favorite line. Like, okay, and your point is what?
Right, and your point is what? But what's your point here? The point is you have to trust God.
You made a very valid point when you said, I went to mom, you went to your mother because you respect her and you trust her opinion. So you have to respect God and trust His opinion. So, and the other thing is that when you let go of it and you let God work on it, it comes out so much better than you could have ever dreamed or imagined. Because here's my example of that. A couple of years ago, to be exact, 8 years ago, God had me do something. My real estate business it just totally just went down the tubes. It just was like really bad, and that has always been my first love. And so God asked me to do something, and I did it, and I was just like, this is really what I want to do. I mean, as long as you've known me, Minister Kim, you've known that real estate is something that I've always wanted to do. And I just let it go, and I went and I just trusted it with him, honestly. I was just like, all right, fine. Because he told me to do something, and I did it. And, you know, I sat back, and I waited. And the moment I stopped waiting, and I kind of forgot about it a little bit, to tell you the truth, what ended up happening. 7 years later, I started a real estate company with no debt, So if I had did it on my own, it would have been a whole different ball game. So he does it in such a way that is done in a spirit of excellence, which is the spirit of excellence. So that's one of the things. But what I did do while I was waiting, just before I got to the stage of, oh, I forgot about it, is I stood on scriptures. So there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible to cover every aspect of your life. That's just straight. That's real talk all day, every day. And what I did was I got real estate scriptures. I know this sounds really crazy, but in the Bible, in Jeremiah, I can't remember which book it is, they talk about a closing, how to do a closing. Whoa, that's serious. So I went in the Bible and I got all these different scriptures, and some of the scriptures really taught me about real estate. And some of them just were general conversations that God was, you know, one of his promises and stuff like that. And I just stood on them, and I was just like, all right. And I would read them every day, and I'd meditate on them, and I'd say da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And before you knew it, they came to fruition. So when you give it to God, I believe that you also need to stand on scriptures that are with it. Before we get into any type of practical stuff, this is all the spiritual part of connecting to your dream. So we'll get into some practical stuff in a moment. So what do you think about what I just said? You look at you. You taking your sweater off. You must be hot, too. See, you thought it was just me. You just took your sweater off. What? We don't have no senior moments. Remember.
Okay, we have.
What kind of moment was you having? Was you having a hot moment, or you were having a moment where you couldn't remember something? Which moment were you having?
And I was having a human seasonal moment.
You said senior moment. Did you say senior moment, or did you say
season?
Okay. No, you having a see? Honey, please. You're trying to y'all over there, listeners. Y'all are laughing at me because I'm hot, and y'all hear me fanning myself. Y'all don't see that she's taking her sweater off.
Right.
Y'all don't see that, right?
Okay. You know what happens, right? When you connected to someone, when you're in that environment, guess what? That stuff starts to flare up. I'm telling you, it starts to happen. Because I was cool, and you keep talking about hot. So now you just messed up my spirit, and now my body is saying, okay, well, Kim is hot, so you might as well be hot. No.
Don't be blaming that on me. Don't be blaming that on me.
All right. All right, let me tell you. You said so much, and even as God was giving me, you talking about my mom, and things that I did in my life and how I would go to my mom and my stepfather and just, you know, brainstorm with them and just want to hear what they had to say. But I believe it was so easy for me to do that because I was around them, right? So when you're around someone and you have a dialogue with them on a daily basis, it is easy to vent, to share your inner thoughts, right? But when we don't do that with God, because we don't initially have a daily relationship, an ongoing relationship with him, it would be hard for you to come and you have this dream, you have this vision, and you're all excited, and you think about him because you don't do that on the norm. So that's the first thing that I got, like, wow, God, you know. So the reason why I might not come to you sometimes with my dreams, whether I dreamt it, whether, you know, I was walking alone and it came to me, maybe I saw something and it sparked something in me, because I don't come to you daily anyhow. So I'm not going to jump to do that. I'm not going to be able to trust
you with it. That's a good point. That's a very
right?
good point.
But that's true. This is true talk today, right? The second thing is process. You said that, and it wasn't by accident, so you was looking for a book. And as you're searching for that book in this particular time in your life, you stumbled over a journal that you've written 8 years ago. 8 years ago. And you started being curious, which we do become curious. Yeah, what did I write? What was this about? And you opened up and said, wow, I had this dream. I had this desire. I wrote about it, so it was important to you, very significant. But somewhere along my travels, it got to the side of the back burner, right? But lo and behold, last year, that dream, that seed that was planted, and all along, others were watering it, God was increasing it to the moment in time that God prepared you so that you can own your own house, and you paid cash for it because in your process, God showed you how to be a good steward. Oh, come on, let me preach today. I want to help somebody today. You, in your process, not even realizing it, God was preparing you for last year, moment when you were able to go to a closing, and that's why you have a property and you have tenants in it, amen? Because God said that you needed to be a great steward over your finances, so you had to come out of debt. That's a process. First, we have to acknowledge that we're in trouble with our finances, right? So you got to be accountable. So then you have to be accountable. You got to make sure you're paying your tithes, paying your offering, paying your bills on time. Amen? Now, while you're paying your bills on time, you don't create new debt. You have to what? Discipline yourself in your spending habits. Ah, God, I thank you. Then after that, hey, amen, once you're paying off your debt and you're paying your tithes and paying your offering, God will remind you of what he gave you 8 years ago. And wow, all of a sudden I have this desire again. I want to get some property. God, where do I go get it at? I don't know. Oh, Alabama. That sounds nice. Let me hook up. You get to your phone, right? And you start looking at people numbers. See how God works? You start looking at people numbers. Then this person's number pop up. You call them. They got what you want. That's your one of your resources. That's one of your porters, I call them, right? And then the ball starts to roll. And now we in what? What's this? January, February, March, April. We have 4 months of a new year. It came to pass. So for all of my dreamers, you and I know, right, that it is a process. It doesn't mean that your dream will never come to pass. It doesn't mean that it's not being watered, because once the seed, which is the dream, the creativity juices, that's the seed. Somewhere in your life, along your road, someone is watering it. And sometimes it takes a little longer than others. Amen? Because you might have drunk something and now it's here. But this thing that you really want to do, it's not that it's not going to come to fruition. It just needs some more fertilization. Amen? It needs some more water. It needs some more processing. So that's what's going on. So I'm encouraging you, we are encouraging you today to hold on to your dreams. Keep connected to your dream. Get that book out again. Amen. If you got to stumble over it, search, you know, do those cobwebs and the attic. Do what you need to do, but make it happen. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Keeping connected to your dreams. That was Kim's portion. When we come back, we got a second point from Kim. We'll be back.
Ladies, would you like to feel more confident, more empowered, all while simply being yourself? I can tell you firsthand that there is nothing more beautiful than a woman knowing exactly who she is. You're special, unique, and you have gifts and talents that make you an individual. Hi, my name is Kimberly Arrington, and I am the creator of I Am Me University, a unique online community of amazing women around the world, all committed to shine. We're just like you. I'm just like you, and it's time to be amazing, to stop being afraid, to live the life that you know you deserve. I'm so honored and blessed to be a woman, and you should be too. You have more in you than you realize, So won't you join us and get ready to be your best self? You can join us at www.immeuniversity.com and let's let the world know that we are here.
Welcome back to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. I am co-hosting with Minister Kim today. This is Radio Angel herself, Kim M. Sutter, and I have the pleasure of co-hosting with Minister Kim. Yay. I love it when we co-host together.
I don't like it
when you leave me in the studio by myself, though.
I'm sorry.
You know, you go out into the community. I know you go out into the community and you have to minister and stuff. Then you leave me here in the studio.
I'm so sorry.
I don't like it.
But look, I took you to Darlene's making of a Margot too. We did that together, and we had Auntie Brenda. Yay!
Oh yes. Oh yeah. Oh Lord. Before I went out today, I put on some music for her. She just started jamming. I said, girl, you hear music, you just got to go off. She was like, okay, let me refocus. But, Minister Kim, you was going off just now. You just went into a whole, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like looking at my little piece of paper. I'm like, all righty, then. I think we're about to go off in finances now. You just went off, but it all connected. All the dots connected. If you're just joining us, thank you so much for joining us. We are talking about connecting and staying reconnected to your dreams. And one of the points I brought up was giving your dream back to God. Because at the end of the day, the truth is the desires of your heart, like those big dreams and to help people, really come from God. So just giving it back to him, and we talked about trusting him enough to give him back the dream instead of you running down the street thinking it's all about you and you, I don't know, tripping over the rock and hitting your face on the floor. Sorry, that was just the vision I had in my head when you kind of running. But the other thing is to trust the process. I love the fact that you were talking about that, Minister Kim. You just went in like, trust the process, just trust the process. Girl, I was just like, uh-oh, she about to take it off. But, well, I did have another point. We were talking about the spiritual aspect of it, but, you know, there are some practical things that we can do. And one of them is actually write the dream down. Write it down. Make it clear. It talked about that in Habakkuk. You know, write the dream down. Write it down and make it clear, you know. Yeah. And sometimes even if you just, you know, you write it down and you kind of put it in your Bible or you put it somewhere and come back to visit it again. I mean, one of the things I feel like is if your desire is still there, when you put it down and you come back to it, the desire will come back. Because my desire has always been real estate and showing people how to buy property even with being on welfare. You know, that has always been a dream of mine. And though I may have never really shouted it, it's always been a dream. So every time I thought about real estate, it was always a desire in my heart. So writing it down, I wrote it down once before and I just kind of pushed it to the side, but it always stayed there. So I say to people, write your dream down, especially when you've gotten it back from God. When he gives it back to you, he'll give it to you with good instructions, you know. So you write it down and you make it plain. I don't know if anybody knows about mind mapping. When I was going to school, we called it webbing. But as I got into the professional world, we now call it mind mapping. And that's basically taking whatever the subject is and putting it in a circle, drawing a circle on a page and putting the subject in it. So, and then what you do is you draw lines out of it like it's a spider. And every line has another box attached to it. So I just did a mind map recently. And this mind map really had to deal with me. And just what I really wanted to kind of see for my life over the next year. And so I had sections in there that had to deal with spirituality, finances, business, education. And then I had a section there for self. And under self, I had my little vacation on there, different things I wanted to do for myself. I had a section for family, just making sure that all my paperwork was in order for myself as well as my aunt. What were some of my business achievements? You know, what do I want to do, some goals for my business? But you do that for your dreams as well, because that's what I did for PIP. Every time you walked in my house for 2 years, and you walked into my private space of my bedroom, if you ever came over, most people did never, what you call it, visited my bedroom. But those who were close to me, like you and LaTanya, y'all would come in and y'all be like, oh, Lord, we can't even see the paint on the wall anymore. Because I'm mind mapping the whole vision. And what that does is it's different from a vision board. Please understand, it's different from a vision board, because a mind map is more like a goal list. So you put your subject in there. PIP was the subject, and then I had, like, the website that I needed to have, the conference that I was having out of it, the calls that I was having out of it, the staff that I wanted to have, and different things, finances, how were we going to finance the project. And underneath it, I wrote all the desires of it. And then I put the goals by it. And then sometimes the things that you put under it, you now need to remap it. So now you're taking that one thing out and you're mapping it. I know it sounds crazy, but we'll put it up on our fan page. That way you can
take a look. Yeah, please. I was going to say, please do that. Definitely put it up.
So we can take a look and see exactly what a mind map is. So that's some of the practical stuff, because that's what's going to keep you focused. That's what's going to keep you focused in regards to a list of things to do and getting your dream off and, I was about to say off and popping, like the kids say, off and popping. Well, they don't say off and popping. I don't know what they say, but, oh, my goodness, I'm feeling really old right now. Oh, Lord, I'm hot. I'm old. What's going on, Lord? Give me some. Give it some love right now. Okay, I'm having a moment.
We
now.
Give you love from the east. We give you love from the west. Come on, y'all. All
Minister
over
Camp,
the
Minister
studio.
Camp.
Give a love.
Minister
okay,
Camp.
All right. I can sing. I can sing. Y'all, y'all
we
know,
talked
right?
about
Shout
this.
Me out.
Let the ministers minister. Let the singers sing. Let the dancers dance. And you are not in the singing category. So knock it off. Okay?
All right, y'all.
You deliver a fierce word. Not a fierce song. Sorry about that.
The radio.
I'm sorry,
host,
listeners, that you had to be
is.
Subjected to that.
They know how we do. We just love on one another as we love on them today. That's what that's all about. It's all about love, in the name of love. You know what? We gave them some inspirational points from the biblical, amen, and you gave them some practical points. And when we come back, we want to continue. But I also want to give those who are listening to the opportunity to call us up, because you're a dreamer. I believe in your dreams. I believe that God has chosen for such time in this life, this season, for you to birth it. But oftentimes we don't have the necessary, you know, teaching, the strategies. We don't know. We have it. It's here. But we gotta map it out, like Kim was just saying. You got to get that mind map. You got to get that map out to say, take it from my mind, take it from the thoughts, and put it on paper. But also in that transition, in that process, I always believe that you need a coach. You need a mentor. You know, you need someone to help you. So I want to make sure that you have all that. We have some awesome men and women who coach. They're phenomenal. They're dynamic. We have Lucinda Quartz. She's a chief activator. If you don't believe it, you can go check her out. Google her, Lucinda Quartz. You can go to Darlene A. Anderson. We've had her just last week. Amen. And she is really living out her dream. We have, I call them Elder Apostle, you know, Oliver Reed. He's an awesome man of God for all of our brothers. I need you to develop, to be who God called you to be. I'm telling you, our young people are lacking because we are not on our jobs. Amen. We have to be available. We have to show them, whether you're on welfare, whether you're getting an SSI check, like Kim said, even if you're on public assistance, you're the owner of the house. Because, what, 10 years ago, I read a story, Essence, about a woman who became a millionaire. Guess what? She was on the public assistance, right? And guess what? She kept that same structure. She kept that same business mindset, and she learned how to take what she had and become a millionaire. So call us up at 347-857-1295 and say, hey, I got this dream, and that's just where it's at. I haven't even wrote it on paper. Let's get you connected to the right people. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Radio Angel Executive Producer Kim M. Sutters and myself today. We'll be back.
Did you know that your body is made up of mostly water?
We can't live without it. Delicious.
I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free.
Juice and soda are dessert.
That's why we choose water first.
Water helps us stay alive. Have some water, give me five. I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free. Water washes out the bad stuff. Water washes in the good.
Water is the best choice all the time
for kids of every age.
Learn more at zubertubers.com.
Well,
I think
back.
We need to take a quick commercial break. The reason
right.
why I say that is because I put that commercial on because, ladies and gentlemen, Minister Kim said at the beginning of the year, we're just going to take a pause for a quick second in regards to our topic. She said that at the beginning of the year that she was going to do more water drinking and more fruit eating, eating more live items like fruit, vegetables that are uncooked. So I'm just here to hold you accountable.
I know you ain't put me on blast. I just know you ain't doing that. I'm about to start. I'm ready flowing. I'm ready like, okay, welcome back. And I'm like, I hear Kim. Where is she coming from? She must have went to the bathroom break and had her mic out there because she was not in the same room with me. But, okay, so you're right. And I'm good, everybody. Guess what? Thank you for putting me on blast. That's love. Amen. We are accountable for one another. I've been saying that. That we are going to be each other's accountability partner because this year it's all about making the right decision. Let me tell y'all, I've been drinking plenty of water, more water than I've ever had that I remember. I'm being truthful. And fruits. I used to have one fruit a day. Now I'm having two fruits a day. And I don't know if y'all been on my wall, but I started exercising. I'm part of, I call it, the Ebony Boot Camp, amen, a dynamic co-worker, my sister friend, shouting you out, Ebony James. She started probably like a year and a half ago in this transition. You know, she studied to be a nurse, and I know she's going to pass it this turn around. And she said, well, you know, I'm trying to take care of people. I got to be the example, right? That's what Vanessa Cunningham told us too, right? That's why she talks about health as well. If you're going to be that role model, then you need to also demonstrate it. It's not always what you say, but people also look at what you say. So she started this transition, and I was watching her, right? I was watching Kim. And as I was watching her, I started seeing the manifestation. I started seeing her consistency. I started seeing the weight coming off. I started seeing her toning up and flexing those arms. So I put up two pictures. I'll put it up on our page, as well. If y'all not right, if y'all not part of my friend, but you should be a friend on my wall as well. So I said okay. So I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna have faith. I have a team of all y'all who love me. Y'all all know I was in this crazy car accident back in November. So it has left me some challenges, right? So I said let's do it. So lo and behold, put my picture up how I look. Then we put a picture up of the team who really supported me on my first day out. Let me tell you, I'm sore. My thighs hurt. My arm hurt. I've been getting up every morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, to take an Epsom salt bath. But I feel good, not physically, but also spiritually. And I have to say that spiritually I feel good. Physically, I feel good. Emotionally, I feel good. Mentally, I feel good. I feel good. I feel great. I feel it, but it's a good feel. You know what I mean? So I'm going back out there on Tuesday. I didn't go Friday because it was raining outside, and then it dried up, and I didn't get the email because I was working. You know, I got to see my client. So, but shout out to Team Ebony team. I'm so grateful for our UBA family. I love them. They have been such an inspiration, and we're doing it. It's like probably like 8 of us. And we are all co-workers, but we all, so it's good stuff. So I'll keep telling you. So thank you, Kim, for letting me share where I'm at. So tell me, what would you post?
Wait. I have something super, super special for you. Just because of that. This is for you and team.
No manicure, just know that I still hold your hand. You look so good when you walk by. Sexy comes in every size. Keep wearing that, you ain't playing. You got yourself a new man. That's Kanye's workout plan. I call that baby fat.
Baby fat.
But you sure look good to me, I think.
You're so beautiful.
Team Ebony. So you was over here. We was in the studio. You was like, what are you over there doing, Cam? What's going on? And I was like, oh, I can't find something. I'm trying to upload it, and I'm trying to upload this song. And I'm like, oh. So anyway, I just wanted to give you a shout out, because you have been keeping on your plan. Yay.
Thank you. I love you
too, darling.
Okay. All right. Yes, you're so beautiful.
Okay, I'm gonna stop.
I can't sing.
All right. So, you want to continue because I know you had another point here too. So let's talk about that.
Well, the other point is really understanding the why of your dream. Mm-hmm. Understanding the why. So, let's just take, for example, Team Ebony. You know, in order for all of you to stay on track, everybody needs to understand why they're actually there doing this and why, you know, what the dream is and why they're doing the dream. That's the whole thing. Because once you understand your why of why you're doing stuff, then it becomes so much easier because there'll be those days where you'll get disappointments. There'll be those days when the money won't be coming in. There'll be those days when you're like, oh, my goodness. This is not working. And you have to understand the why. And when you remember what the why is and you understand what the why is, it kind of puts a smile on your face and you say, you know what, I can do this one more time. And that one more time is that time that you go around the corner and bam, everything shows up the way it's supposed to show up. Because you decided not to give up. And it's very easy to give up on your dreams. It's very easy to give up on yourself. But it's so important that we don't give up on ourselves and trust the process. Like Minister Kim said earlier this week. Oh, you mean earlier this week. Earlier in the conversation. See, that's because I'm thinking about something we were talking about earlier in the week. But I am totally back. I'm back in the present. So sorry, guys. Oh, my goodness. You see what happens? You get the two Kims together and it's a wrap. Refocusing.
That's
really all my points. My point is, you know, the first one is give it to God, give your dreams back to God, and watch the manifestation of Him giving it back to you. And, you know, once He does that, the bottom line is that He's going to give you the resources. And also, remember, don't worry about the how. Don't worry about the how, because when you worry about the how, the dream never comes forward. And that's why giving it to God is so key and important. Second, find scriptures that will help you to stay, one, encouraged, and two, online. with mm-hmm. what your dream is. Because I don't care what anybody says. You can say this all day long. The Bible is not outdated. That's one. And mm-hmm. two, the mm-hmm. Bible covers every single thing in there. Mm-hmm. And when you're connected to God, and I'm going to tell you, then this is just real talk. I don't care, and this is just, I'm going to say this is totally my opinion. This is not the opinion of, because you know I'm good to say that. It's not the opinion of Royal Caribbean. Where am I? Girl, I'm on vacation already. Voices of Hope or Minister Kim. But when you're connected to God, period, it doesn't matter. This is my total thought. It doesn't matter if you backslide or you do this, you're always connected to God. And I know that to be true because a couple of years ago, I had totally backslided, and God was like, okay, where you think you going, boo? Oh, yeah, I'll let you go out there. I'll let you go out there. I'll let you do whatever you want to do. But you got work to do. Remember that dream I gave you? Well, it's time for you to get up off that and come on back home and do what you got to do. Bottom line, that's totally my opinion because I went through it. I mean, totally backslide. God was like, listen, I put something in you. And you better get up off this and come on over here. And the thing is, he only going to let you go but so far anyway. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody say. He's only going to let you go but so far. Because once that leash is on your neck, and I don't mean to say negatively, but once he puts his arms, let me put it that way, once he puts his arms around you, you can pull out of his arms if you want to. But you better know that a fingernail is on you. And that's the other thing with your dreams. Your dreams are always in you. So finding the scripture, standing on it to support it, making sure you write it down. Write it down and make it clear. Mind map it. One of the things that Minister Kim said in between there was getting a mentor. Getting a mentor. And remember, when having a mentor, the other thing is that you are not to be with your mentor forever. Understand.
Say that again.
You're not to be with your mentor forever. So if you come and you are being, and Minister Kim, for instance, is your mentor, you're only there for a season because she can only take you to one level. The next level means the next mentor. And God will show you that next mentor. That's the thing. You have mentors in your life for specific things. You have them in your life for spiritual. You have them in your life for life. You have them in your life for business. You have them in your life for school. You have them in your life for whatever. But they're not, don't outwear it.
Right.
These are like mentors are like jeans. They're like jeans. After a while, there's a hole. There's a hole in your jeans, and they're not useful. You think that's, if you don't believe me, you try and stay with that mentor forever. After a while, you're not even going to be making the right sense together, because that's what happened to me and my mentor. He was only there for a season. So in between all, you're writing it down, giving it to God, getting your scriptures, mind mapping, get a mentor. And understand your why. Understand your why you're in there. And maybe you don't understand your why. You don't understand why you have this big desire in your heart to help mental ill people. Maybe you don't understand that. So you ask God, hey, because at the end of the day, he put that desire in you. Pastor Dollar always said, anything that's good that comes out of you, out of your belly, is from God. So you know if that's in your belly, like, oh, my God, I have, like, this urge in me to work with mental ill people or to work with people who have substance abuse in any form or fashion, you know what I'm saying, or the families of people who work with substance abuse, that have substance abuse, because they get forget about, too. You know what I'm saying? They get forget about the fact I'm going off on my own tantrum. There I go singing. Now I'm starting to sing.
You singing again?
I'm starting to sing now. But let me stay focused on the topic, but understanding your why. And if you don't understand it, just ask God, hey, what's going on? Why do I feel this way? Why do I feel like I have a desire in my heart to help your people with their finances? Look at Budgetista. Forget it. Please. She's all over the place.
Yeah.
She's all over the place. And then look at Natasha Campbell. She's all over the place, too. And these are people who are just so gung-ho about helping you with your finances. So those are my little four tips, plus your slice.
In there.
All right. Again, I just want to shout everyone out who's tuned in today. I love you and I appreciate you, Darlene Anderson. You are the bomb. You know, I gave her a shout-out earlier. I'm telling you, call us up. We have some great coaches that are connected to us, mentors. They definitely can show you. One of the things that I know, Kim just broke it all down and recap, but I just want to add this key, too. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I just want to love on you, all right? I'm sowing a seed. And if it's not the seed, it's the water that somebody already sowed the seed. Maybe you forgot about this. Don't get someone that's not going where you're going or they cannot show you where they've been. Y'all can't be on the same level. A mentor has gone. They have journeyed where you're going, so that's why they're able to mentor you. They're able to coach you on. They're able to steer you the right way. So ask them, what have you done? What have you accomplished? Let me see your resume. Google them. Check them out. Make sure they're legit. It's so important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to get twisted on this journey because you're too important for the kingdom. You're too important for us. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
I just had to put it out there. And the names that I'm giving you, trust me, they're legit. I've watched them, not just 5 months ago, but, you know, over a year. Some of them over 2 or 3 years. I've been watching these ladies. I've been watching these men. I don't play because I've been there. I've been down that road. And I don't care if you carry a title. I don't care if you wear the latest bling bling. That don't mean that they've made it. That means that they're just, you know, let me be quiet. They're faking it.
Come on now.
Because this is the morning glory, so I can say this. I've been there, wasted thousands of dollars, my time. I was hurt, busted, trusted. Make sure you research. That's why I'm saying to you, I'm giving you names, check them out, let them know that you heard about them here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. And if there's an issue, you call me up. You can make a call. Like, you know how Kim just blasted me earlier? You can say, hey, we checked so-and-so out, and then I'm going to get on them. Amen?
Amen.
Because we all coming up. We all have to be accountable. So I love y'all. I love my girl. We got to get her to her spot because she didn't get there yet. My son got to get to her spot. Yes, and so we have not forgotten about you. My son and more, we definitely want her to get to her spot since February. But she's been having things to do, but I want to make sure that you take time for yourself and your journey and your process. You got to go to the spa. You got to get some spa treatment. You got to get a massage. All right? We love you. We appreciate you. What's coming up next? Tell our audience what's coming up next, Kim.
Wait a minute. I'm not finished kind of talking about what you were just talking about.
I want to add my two cents in, too.
Go ahead.
I think the other thing is, everybody, please don't get caught up on big names. Please don't get caught up on big names. And I have to say that because a lot of times we see these names in lights and we decide that we're going to go with these people because they got these names and they got these this and they got these that. And it's okay if you go and you spend, you know, $100, $500 with them to do a little program or something like that, okay? But when you go into the thousands, you need to go check them out. Because I'm going to tell you like this. I believe in my heart of hearts, people who are on the local level, they will work harder for you. They will work much harder for you than a big time name. And I don't even want to put out any names because I got two of them in my head right now. And you already know I didn't got caught up in the name of somebody. I got caught up in their names because I believed in this person. This person said a quote many years ago, and I'll never forget where I was when he said it. And it changed my life. That's how I just knew that real estate was my thing. And he didn't talk about real estate. He just made this. Mm-hmm. I can't even say the quote because the quote is so famous that if I say it, you guys will know exactly who it is. Mm. But I got caught up in him. I got caught up in him. I went. I saw him somewhere. Signed up for one of his programs. Then turned around.
Mm-hmm.
And signed up for his big program.
Mm.
It took me how many? Oh my goodness! I signed up with this program. When did I sign up with this program in September? Was it June? No, I signed up with it. It might have been June. It might have because I had went out to California for the event. Then signed up. I signed up for in June. Yep, I signed up in June. This thing was $5,000. Okay. Out on the phone with my aunt and everything, said, listen, don't worry about it. She's going to get the money back to you and all this other stuff. It took me from June to October for me to get somebody on the phone. Mind you, they didn't cash my check. From June to October for them to get somebody on the phone so I could get to the thing, to get whatever I needed to get. But it still wasn't worthless. And at the end of the day, I should have sued him. But... I said, you know what, God be the glory, and, you know, vengeance is not mine. And I wrote the $5,000 off on my business, so I didn't totally stress it that bad. But still in awe, sometimes it's the local people in your area or the names that the lights are not really on that takes you to another level. Takes you to another level. Because I remember when Lucinda had come out many, many, many years ago, and I went to her program, and I got more from her program between and Toastmasters. I got more from those two programs than I ever got from this leader, this big, big name. So I say to everybody, just be mindful of it. Like Minister Kemp said, do the research.
Yes.
Don't get caught up in the lights, the names and stuff like that. Don't get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in that. And your dream, for you to fulfill your dream, for you to do what you have to do, your dream should not cost 10 grand.
Right.
It shouldn't cost 10 grand. It just really shouldn't. It really shouldn't. That's just my thought right there. Because there's so many resources out here now that you shouldn't be spending 10 grand. Sorry.
Mm-mm. Right.
That's just
my girl.
Girl, I didn't pull out the soapbox. You were singing earlier, and I guess I pulled out the soapbox. I guess we both
on
blast.
You have to do what you have to do. Do what you got to do. All right. So, you ready to tell what's coming up next?
Absolutely. So, you all know it's In the Hood.
Love to talk about what's going on in our community. And again, if you have something going on, please feel free to inbox us on Facebook at The Morning Glory IBO Hope, or you can do it right now by calling us up at 347-857-1295 every Saturday. If you shoot us the photo or shoot us the event, guess what? We'll definitely view it and put it up on our page. Do that by emailing us at hope@themorningglory.org. Today, I am so excited, as always. Kingdom Light Temple is doing something awesome in their community over there at 3030 Jerome Avenue, northeast of the Bronx. We're from 3 to 5. You can get some groceries. I know it's the end of the month almost, and guess what? Sometimes those refrigerators and cabinets can get kind of empty, but guess what? They will definitely give you some canned goods, some stuff to fill up your cabinet and your freezer. So check them out, the Kingdom Care Pantry, today. at 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And tomorrow at Kingdom Life Temple, it's Woman's War Cry. Get your army gear on, because our slogan is Devil, You Lose, We Win. I don't know what you're fighting with, but guess what? We can fight together. So come out and fellowship with us at Kingdom Life Temple tomorrow at 9:45 when service begins. I got a few more announcements, and the rest will definitely go up on our page at www.themorningglory.org, or you can go to Facebook and hit us up at The Morning Glory IVO Hope. Every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., go to allblackradio.com. The name of the show is State Your Business. The show is for small business owners. We talk about inspiring you. Hey, here's another way to get a mentor on the radio every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to allblackradio.com. State Your Business, and guess what? They're going to help you out. They're going to help you get your business off to a great start. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Radio Angel Executive Producer Kim N. Sutters and your host of the hostess, Minister Kim. We'll be back. so important to let our children know that it's all about them. And here on our radio each week, we want to provide them with a wealth of information that helps. But before I do that, I need to shout out Kimani Nash. She is our intern. She's a youth, a man, a young adult, and she's the one that creates our flyers. So, Kimani Nash, we love you. We appreciate you all the way from New York to Atlanta, ATL. We love you, Kimani, and we are doing awesome stuff with our mentorship program. Amen. We want to thank God for our leadership corner expert, Sasha Lindsay. Continue to keep her in prayer. We love you, Sasha. Today in our leadership corner, all about you, we have the DYCD, Job to Internship for our young adult internship program. That's already up in our page. We also have Monty Fury, where I work at. They have this awesome, amazing, if you are a Monty Fury employee, they have the 2015 College Scholarship Program for Children of Associates. Full-time regular associate employed by Monty Fury for at least 1 year as of July 1st, 2015, with children enrolling in the upcoming fall semester at a accredited 2 or 4 year college are invited to apply for a $500 scholarship under Monty Fury Scholarship Program. So I'm definitely going to have that information up on the wall. So always check out our wall on Facebook by going to The Morning Glory, IV or Hope. And before we leave out of this section, it's all about you. Kim, I believe you have something else going on that you want to share.
I'm super excited because we've had a past guest. Her name is Natasha Campbell. And, you know, she is one of the financial gurus that are out there. I mean, she gives you real good tips. Like really good tips that you can actually use like right now. And she is going to be talking to the parents about how to talk to your children about money and bringing your children into the budget every month. I mean, when she was with us, Minister Kim, she talked about how her family sits down together, her husband and their two children, and they sit down together and they put together financial goals. I'm like, wow, that's incredible.
Awesome.
I mean, if they had did that for us when we were growing up, child, well, we ain't going to talk about that right now. But thank God that she is here doing this. So it's going to actually take place April 28th and April 29th, 2015. It is online. The information is on our fan page. It is on our fan page. So please join the fan page and get the information. This event is 100% free. I signed up for it today. I'm super excited about it because I'm going to be talking to my older godchildren. I have like four godchildren, but three of them are, one's going into college and two is in college. So we're about to have that whole conversation about generating wealth and all those good things. So, again, join us on our fan page and you'll be able to get the rest of the information, the link and everything to go to this event, which is taking place April 28th and April 29th, held by Natasha Campbell, who is a financial guru. Now, woohoo, this is the exciting part. Woohoo. Minister Kim, are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So, as you all know, we do have money experts and we have relation experts. So this week, because, you know, we alternate every week. So this week, we have the fabulous Kimberly Arrington and Mr. Vince K. Harris, a.k.a. BK. And they're going to be talking about how to get noticed for a promotion. So see you shortly.
Hey. Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah. It's the King, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby? Okay. Mary, go.
Ellis, we're going to talk to you about how to get noticed by key players at your job or your corporation or whatever it is, and also help you to prepare to get that promotion. So we're going to talk to VK and see what he has to say, and maybe we can split this up. How do we want to do this, VK? Can we go ahead and first talk about how to get noticed by maybe the key players at the job?
I'm sure.
Okay, all right. So it's on you, brother. What you over there thinking?
No. Actually, I was drinking water.
Oh, you know what? Go ahead, because I'm about to drink mine now. Absolutely.
Okay, so I'll start while you drink now. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So you really get noticed on your job by those key players. Of course, we're going to assume that everyone is doing their best work. Okay, so in other words, ceteris paribus, all things are equal, all people are equal. Now, I do understand that 100% of the time that's not true. However, I just want to put you in a mindset of you and your colleague are equally doing a great job,
mm-hmm.
and it's up between yourself and that person. The first thing I would do is I would make sure that any time I'm tested, assuming that, let's say Kimberly and I were up for the same promotion,
mm-hmm.
the very first thing is I want to watch out for when the test comes. And notice I didn't say if it comes. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to be able to distinguish between the two candidates. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get that person's attention, when that test comes, make sure you pass it. Here's an example of a test that I've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Where, let's say you have a strong integrity clause within your contract with the corporation, okay? And something is very borderline. For an example, I've seen it where you have the company parties and everything is very, very hush-hush, or some of the things that goes on at the company parties are hush-hush. The worst thing you can do is sit around and laugh at all of the craziness and the foolishness that happens. Let me tell you why. Because you're being tested to see if you can be trusted with just basic information. Okay? Because what they'll do is they'll set you up so that they'll start the conversation. And everybody knows within the group that, hey, this is a test to see who could be trusted as far as integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're told already that you should not talk about something, make sure you follow it through even down to the party. Well, hey, how did the party go? Who had a little bit too much to drink? You know what? The party was great. You completely avoided the other part of the question, right? Or here's another example. When you're being tested on something, always remember that you're going to be put in a position where you can either benefit personally or the company is going to benefit as it always should. Now, when you're tested from a personal perspective, make sure you turn down the offer. Because you always want to make sure your character speaks much louder than the charisma you currently possess.
Wow, wow.
So anytime you're tempted to do something that is beneficial to you, and even though it's slightly beneficial to the company, if it does not fall within that integrity line, make sure your character should always speak louder than your charisma, finally. When you're about to make a decision to go for a particular promotion, make sure you already have in place the relationships that are necessary. And let me show you how to build the relationship. What you have to do is not only do you want a relationship with your boss, you want a relationship with each person whom you know is a potential decision maker, whether they're in your department or not. For an example, why wouldn't you go to HR and build that relationship? Why wouldn't you go to the security team and build that relationship? Because at the end of the day, all of these people are coming together to make a decision. And if you have a good standing relationship with all parties involved, what ends up happening is once your name is put up to task, people are going to have a lot of great things to distinguish you from just your work. Now you have your character that's backing you. Now you have that good name that's backing you. And you guys know I do it every single week. I have to give you my reference from the greatest selling book of all time. A good name is relatively had in silver and gold.
Mm.
So with that being said, make sure you have a good name with not only your boss, but each department you could potentially build a relationship with.
Wow, wow. Well, you all heard it here on Man Talk 101. That's VK, the other half of Man Talk 101, just basically letting you know that your character is what's going to stand. And I'm a firm believer in that as well. I think that especially when you're dealing with trying to get noticed by key players in any situation, trust me, they're already looking at you. They're already looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
So like VK is saying, you know, they'll set up situations. Does that sound cruel? That's just the way it is. It's not a cruel thing, but it is to test the ability of one's character, really. Because, see, when, you, when you're around people who are making decisions or key decision makers, they have to be able to trust you and you have to be trustworthy.
Grand hustle, homie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby?
You've been listening to Kim and Vince on Man Talk 101. To learn more about them and to find out how they can help you personally in business and in relationships, please follow them at InspireBeauty40 and Vince Inspires on all social media. To contact them by email, go to InspirationalBeauty40@gmail.com and VinceHarrisSpeaks@gmail.com.
Awesome, awesome. That was our relationship expert, Inspirational Beauty, Kimberly Arrington and Vincent K. Harris, with this week's topic, how to get noticed for a promotion. I know we all can use a promotion, but you got to make sure that you broaden your horizon, use everybody that you can, every resource to get that promotion. And we will be celebrating you here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We have a wonderful young lady who I am so grateful to be with us today. And I was like, okay, please, I want you to come on and I want you to share what you're doing. Her name is Ray. I call her Ray. She's just a bomb. She's my sister. Before she come on, I need to share this and give her my roses while I'm here. I was in a hospital, and very few people knew on social media site what was going on with me. And I don't know. She called me. I called her. I don't know how it happened, but she was like, I'm going to get to see you. Now, she has a busy schedule. She's all over. She has her own thing going on, but she took the time out. She came after visiting hours and came and sat there with me. And I just want to thank Rain. Rain, you really blessed my heart that night. I thank you so much. And it was just really a blessing. And her boo was downstairs waiting for her. I just want to talk about when we went back to relationship right quick to understand. Your boo waits for you, and they understand the need when you are doing God's work. And she was poured into me, and he waited patiently. He never texted and said, baby, have you ever been taking too long or anything? And I think you stayed with me probably like 15, 30 minutes. But I want to say publicly to you, thank you. And that's what Sister Love is all about. We had a show a couple of months ago about that. And I keep wanting to show what I say is what we do. Amen. So I want to thank you so much. I love you, my sister, Rain.
Oh, Minister Kim Underwood, I appreciate you. I appreciate our sisterhood. I thank God for our sisterhood. You know, it was no mistake at all that we met at all. You and the family have been very, very supportive of all of the wonderful things that God has been able to bless me and use me to organize my events. You know, so I'm grateful for you and I love you dearly. I'm so happy that I was able to get there. You know, when I first got there, they said, oh, we'll visit in hours until 8. I'm like, oh, no, I have to see her. I'm getting ready to go out of town. I have to see her. I have to see her. They said, okay, well, you know, go right up and no worries. So I was thankful for that. And I'm thankful for the time that we shared. And I'm even more thankful that you are doing well, that you are feeling much better and that, you know, God has kept you through that whole situation, you know.
Thank you
so much. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for our sisterhood again. And good morning to all. Good morning, Kim Sutters. How are you, my sister? Is she still on the line?
Yeah, she's still here. Where's she going? She can't leave the studio. She.
hello.
Hi. That's because I'm a week of popping sunflower seeds now. First I was hot. Now I'm like, I need some seeds.
Lord,
what's going on, Grace?
Oh, everything is good. I can't complain at all. You know, God is good. I've mentioned to both of you that starting on Sunday, April 26th, that I will be hosting a buffet, Italian and soul food style, all-you-can-eat brunch with a touch of gospel with Rain to Ray and friends. It's actually going to be I started the gospel brunch in November at another venue, but that venue since then is discontinued. And I'm excited because the venue owner, the name of the venue is called Gran Piatto d'Oro, and it's on 5th Avenue and 117th Street. It's a, oh my God, it's such a awesome, elegant, upscale Italian restaurant. And the owner, Amy, she is just a doll. She's just a sweetheart. And, you know, she knew that I was doing a gospel brunch elsewhere. And she mentioned to me, she said, you know, Rain, I've been wanting to do a brunch here for the longest. So it looks like it's a go, April 26th from 12:30 to 4:30. And it is going to be awesome. I have Elder Minister of Music, Charles Anthony Bryant, who is phenomenal from Abyssinian Baptist Church. He is going to be there with his ensemble, and it is just going to be wonderful. So many people are looking forward to it, and we're going to do it weekly. We're going to do it weekly, and, you know, people were being blessed by the gospel brunch. Not only is the food good, but the music is good, and just the atmosphere, bringing people together, bringing brothers and sisters together, should I say, just for a sweet fellowship. You know, we can enjoy food, we can enjoy the gospel together, and just have a wonderful Sunday afternoon after church.
You know what I'm about to ask.
Talk to me.
Are you going to be on the mic singing?
Am I going to sing?
Yes.
Now you know I got to sing. that is not at all no question. You know she got to sing that beautiful voice. She can't be holding that back from us.
All right. I just got to make sure because, you know how when we host stuff, we don't really get an opportunity to shine because we're allowing everybody else to shine. So
you're stepping on my toes.
When I come up in there on the 26th, I want to hear some voice going on.
Okay, you got it. I will definitely sing a song.
And I will remind you.
I know you will. And I'll be open to it. I'll be open to it. But, yeah, like you said, you know, when you're hosting and you're organizing and putting the events together, sometimes I do have a tendency of just to step back and let others, you know, but, you know, a lot of my support knows that I sing, so they all say the same thing, you know, make sure you sing. I want to hear a song or two, you know, so I will definitely run to a song.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. So again, I'll send a flyer over to you all, and the restaurant again is the Gran Piatto d'Oro, and the address is 1429 Fifth Avenue on the corner of East 117th Street, and it is such a beautiful place. The cost of the buffet is $24.95. That includes the food, dessert, coffee, tea. And for children, it is $10.95 or $11.95. Children 6 to 12. Children 5 and under are free.
Oh.
Okay. Free.
Well, there go Val. That's the grandbaby.
I know, that's right. My grandbaby, Val. Mm-hmm. She's 4 years old. She'll be there.
Sounds like a plan. And Minister Underwood, you, what I would like to also do is invite you up to speak when you're there, and just, you know, let everyone know about the Morning Glory show. And did I say it right? Please tell me.
The Morning Glory show. That's right.
Okay. Beautiful. And the prayer line, which I have to get better and jump on. You know, just I want you to share what it is that you do as well, you know.
Amen. Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, that was my sister friend, Rain Torrey. And guess what? She is doing an awesome, phenomenal job, not just in Harlem, but just across the nation. She said she was en route to traveling out of state, her and her boo. And she stopped by to think about me, so I thank God for Rain. And again, it's called the Gran Piatto Restaurant. It is definitely a place where you want to start going right after Sunday worship. And even if you don't go to church on Sunday, but you worship in your home, come out and have brunch. Let that be family time. We need to go back to the old days.
That's right.
Where we sit and break bread with our family.
Yes.
Amen. So definitely come out. It's a 3-course meal with live music, gospel music,
And she gave you the prices. We definitely going to get a flyer out to you, but I want y'all to really come out. I'm going to be there on next Sunday. Amen. We're going to be there. The doors open at 3. We're going to be there just to support and get some good fellowship. I love you, Rain. God bless
you. Love you too, honey.
Once you get that flyer, give it over to us. God bless.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
That's right. All right.
Well,
all have a wonderful
Much
day.
Love.
All
you
right,
too.
Much love
you
to you.
Well.
Bye, Kim. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks.
That's my girl. She is so sweet. Inside
oh, yeah.
and out. All right, so y'all heard it from the host. Amen. Please, on next Sunday, all roads lead to Harlem. We're definitely going to have all the information up to you all this week, and we're definitely going to be there. The Morning Glory International Voices of Hope will be in the house. You know, we've never, ever leave our show without giving you an opportunity to know Jesus, to know Jesus. So if you will accept Jesus Christ in your heart today by confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart that Jesus Christ rose from the dead for you, then you will have eternal life, and we will welcome you into the greatest kingdom ever, the kingdom of Christ. We encourage you also to get into a Bible teaching church. You can always join us on every Sunday morning at 9:45 at Kingdom Life Temple, 3030 Jerome Avenue, right there at Bedford Park. And just like Rain said, you can always join us on our weekday Breakfast for Your Soul prayer line. And we'll also give you that information. But for now, I'll give you the conference call number. It is 641-715-3630. And the access code is 1003997. Be blessed. We love you. Don't forget, keep connected to your dreams. We'll see you next week. God bless you.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.